Now, there is coming against Jerusalem in that day the enemy from the outside. Now, why is God going to protect them and why is God going to deliver them? Well, we have the reason given here, and that's in verse 10. He says, "And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me, whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn." Now, this is another reason why I do not believe the present return to that land is a fulfillment of any prophecy of Scripture, because the Scripture makes it very clear, not only here, but Joel has this, that God is going to pour out upon them the Spirit of grace. That is the Holy Spirit. And He'll pour out the Holy Spirit upon these people during this period. And because of that, this effusion of the Holy Spirit that's come upon them, and they are now His witnesses, and you find that He protects them in the Great Tribulation period, because we have that pause that's given in order for the angels to seal 144,000 of these people. Now, that 144,000 means the people that we understand as Israel that live in that land, not any people today that just arbitrarily claim it for themselves without any basis at all. This has to rest upon facts. And the book of Revelation makes it very clear, 12,000 out of each tribe. And if you're going to claim to be one of the 144,000, then you can be sure of one thing, you're not saved today. Because if the rapture took place, you'd not leave the earth and you'd go into that period when they're sealed for the Great Tribulation period. And it doesn't mean any group today, but it does mean these people. And you'll find another group was sealed. I do not know the number, because it was such a large number, it's not even given to us, of Gentiles that are to be sealed during that period, and they are going through the Great Tribulation, and they will stand for God during that period. Now, the church has been removed. The Holy Spirit, as I understand it, doesn't leave the earth. He now returns to what He was doing before the day of Pentecost. That is, He would come upon certain of these people. Now there is a pouring out of the Spirit upon them. And I'm of the opinion that the remnant that will be back in that land. Now, I don't think that what's happened over there today since they became a nation in 1948, that there's been any time that you could say there's been the pouring out of the Spirit of God. Now, when that takes place, they are going to recognize Christ as their Savior. And they shall look upon me, whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him. Now, that's going to be the fulfillment of the great day of atonement, when they are going to look upon him. Now, chapter 13 is going to develop this a great deal for us. It's going to open. "In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness." And then if you drop down to verse 6, you'll find, "And one shall say unto him, What are these wounds in thine hands? And he shall answer, Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends." Now, they are going in that day to look upon him whom they've pierced. And that question will be asked of him. There'll be one that'll say, "Well, look, what do these wounds mean? We didn't expect our Messiah, our King, to come with these wounds that you have in your hands and feet and in your side." And he's going to say to them, "Well, I got those in the house of my friends." And then he's going to say at that particular time, "I came before. You didn't accept me or receive me. Now I've come back. now they begin to mourn because of that. And he still calls them friends, just as he did Judas, you remember. He called Judas even after he betrayed him. Wherefore art thou come, friend? Calls him friend. Now, we find that we have very definitely this verse quoted in the New Testament. I would recommend that, in fact, verse 7, where it says, smite the shepherd. And that's in Matthew 26, verse 31 through 67, Mark 14, 27, 65. But I'll get to that when we get to the next chapter. It'll be important when we get there. Now he says here, and the explanation is given, why is he going to defend Jerusalem? He's poured out the Spirit of grace upon them. And my friend, that's the only way today that you and I are indwelt by the Spirit of God. You don't have to seek and groan and grunt and think you become a super-duper saint in order to have the Holy Spirit. All you have to do is to come as a sinner to Jesus Christ and accept and receive Him as your Savior. Then you're indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God today. Why, Paul could write to the Corinthians. He called them babies. He called them carnal. He called them fleshly. In fact, he had very little to say that was good about those people there. And yet, he could say to them, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? He's the Spirit of grace. He doesn't indwell me or infill me because I'm super duper or I'm a little ahead of somebody else. I'm not. I'm way behind most. It's because of His grace that He does these things. And that's the way He's going to do it for these people. And since He's been so gracious to me, I'm not going to object to Him being gracious to these people either. And they're going to know Him when the veil is lifted from their eyes, as Paul has said. But that doesn't mean they're not responsible. Anytime any one of them, his heart will turn to Christ. Why, Paul makes it very clear. The veil will be removed and he'll see Christ as his Savior. And my friend, that's true of any sinner today. And you're not lost because you haven't heard the gospel. You're not lost because of this, that, or another thing. You are lost because you've made a definite decision to reject Jesus Christ. You see, this idea today that somehow or another you and I are not responsible, you and I, though it's by grace, you and I are responsible to respond to the marvelous, infinite, wonderful grace of God. And God saves us then not because of our ability and not even by our faith, but He saves us by the precious blood of Christ.